Between the starting point of our life with Christ and our ending point, there are times fraught with peril. Days of pure goodness, deep rivers, stinking swamps, lush, wide places beside still waters, storms, times of thick and times of thin. Sometimes we're even between a rock and a hard place in the heat of the sun and don't know what to do. Yet other times there are trials and we know exactly what to do. Through it all, though, Jesus never left us behind and is always with us. Hebrews 13:5. Be content with what you have, for he has said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. And again in Matthew 28:20, the words of Jesus, And behold, I am with you always to the end of the age. Never means never, and always means always. God means what he says. His words forever have momentum. Neither are there any wasted words. Isaiah 55:11. So shall my word be that goes forth from my mouth. It shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish what I please, and it shall prosper for which I sent it. The world inspires us to set our feet in one direction, away from God and his values. And the Lord himself calls us to set our feet in another direction, distant from the world and its values. So, between the two directions, we are left in a dilemma of how to conduct ourselves. How we lead our lives is indicative of the leaning in our heart. Everything about us reveals our inner workings. We use phrases like,
Your walk in Christ, walk in peace, walk with God,
and so on and so on. And walking through the land is different than the meaning and manner of walking with God. It's as much about moving our feet, our means of motivation, as it is how we conduct or carry ourselves as we move our feet on the path towards home. I'm Social Porter, and this is Outposts, cool jazz and contemplative conversation. I'll be your host this evening in hopes that what is presented in this short time frame will inspire us all toward the greater goal of knowing Jesus and to grasp a greater understanding of the treasures of the Lord, what he means, and how to apply his values. Walk this way. How we carry ourselves in life and what are we reflecting to the world around us. I have almost always been a happy person, but yet there have been many times someone would ask me if I was angry. One day my wife asked me if I was angry, and I asked her why she thought I would be. She said it was the set of my mouth and the look in my eyes. I thought I looked happy because I felt happy. So I tried to freeze my face and run quick and look in the bathroom mirror. To my surprise, I didn't look like I felt. My mouth was turned down and my eyes seemed narrow. Since then, I've been working on making my face to match my heart. You know, in order to have friends, we need to look and act like someone others would want to be friends with. If you are a believer, you are always called on by God to take the initiative. You never have the right or excuse to just sit back and wait on someone else to make peace. This is an example of how to walk. The Bible says in order to have friends, you need to present yourself friendly. Some say,
"No one will be my friend."
The Bible says, be friendly. That is taking the initiative. Taking the initiative to be an overcomer is how we walk the walk and talk the talk. Come go with me, all for your listening pleasure and hopefully to stir your heart, brought to you fresh every morning by the goodness of God. I'll be right back.